John Rimes stands at the counter at Bagel Works, pondering what to eat for lunch. It's not a simple decision.
So I kind of have to look to see what I've burnt today. So if I look at my diary here, I've burnt, you know, right around 300 calories. I have to probably be a bit careful. I have 1,200 calories remaining for the day.
Rimes shows off his iPhone, on which he's pulled up his favorite program, a weight loss app called MyFitnessPal. Being fit, though, is not his issue. He's a triathlete, one of the best in the world at the half Ironman, but he's desperate to lose 10 or 15 pounds to speed up his race times. Rimes uses MyFitnessPal to help him choose meals, track his food, exercise, and how many calories he's burned.
I would like a California turkey breast sandwich, please.
Okay. Do you want that on a white wheat or a wrap?
I'd like it on a wheat wrap.
He wants to know the sandwich's calorie count, so he consults MyFitnessPal's database of thousands of foods.
So if I go punch in turkey, so like 2 ounces of Hillshire Farm, it goes right down to a 6-inch turkey sub on wheat with veggies and everything from Subway.
At first, searching for items is tedious, but the app begins to remember your most common foods. There is a way, however, to get the same information in, well, a blink of an eye.
Can you hand me the V8, actually?
He aims his phone at the bottle.
This has this application where you can scan it. So I use the scanner, and then you take your phone and you put it on here, 70 calories. The phone actually recognized the barcode.
Rimes first started using the app online a couple of years ago. It's given him the ugly truth about a lot of his favorite foods.
That website helped me realize, wow, there's a lot of calories, hidden calories, that I never realized. I just thought that was my coffee in the morning. Yeah, it's just coffee, you know, it can't be that bad. But when you add the cream to it and then the sugar to it, now that's a huge treat for me to have that coffee. I love it. But instead, I have skim milk with Splenda, which is 30 calories.
There are huge numbers of hidden calories and fat in our food.
You can go on for long periods of time doing things that are harmful without really realizing it, because that information is not really made available to you in an easily digestible way.
That's Dr. Julia Nordgren. She's an obesity specialist at Concord Hospital. Consider, she says, an Uno's pizza.
You could find out what's in an Uno's individual pizza, which if you ask Uno's, that's 3 servings. It says individual. Doesn't that mean one? There's as much butter in an individual pizza as like a stick of butter.
MyFitnessPal and other weight loss apps like Spark People and Lose It make learning those secrets much easier. That information is powerful. But even more powerful is the visual punch of seeing the consequences of your actions. For John Rimes, MyFitnessPal's feedback loop is glaringly obvious. Get a green light, and he's made his calorie goal. A red light, he's eaten too much.
It tells me I had a goal today of 1,500 calories, and I ate 1,700 calories. Instead of sitting here and watching the news, I'm going to get on the elliptical and watch the news.
Rimes is depending on his smartphone to help him get leaner, and it's working. Since July, he's lost 10 pounds and counting. For him, information is power, power to change habits. But a tool, even a good one, is not a cure-all.
No matter who you are, it's not easy to lose weight. It's always a battle, and I think it always will be a battle.
For NHPR News, I'm Elaine Grant.
How much is a bagel and cream cheese?
I don't know. You want to look?
Yeah.
I don't really know. So I.